The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And five, hey, four, hey, three, hey. Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin Althea. She's
Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Banger. Bangers on 2025. Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kevin. This is Angel. Joshua Robert.
Hello, that's
Gonzalez with an S.
That's right. Respect the S. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Church announcements. The next time we go on the road, we will be in D.C. We have an added show Thursday. Is going to the Saturday show.
This is hilarious.
Please. If it don't make you know, never mind the switch. Please email support@kevonstage.com. We will move you over. I had a good amount of people come over. I just need a good amount more. Pretend this is an airline with an overbooked flight, and they didn't know it was overbooked. Airlines do it on purpose. We had a miscommunication with the church.
We're not giving out credits, though.
No, I was about to say,
and yeah, pretend the airline's just asking for volunteers. There ain't going to be no 1,500 or nothing like that. I don't want a scenario where you bought tickets, you can't come in. It should be okay. But if it don't make you know, never mind. Please move over to Thursday. You'll get to see the show first. You'll get to be the first to see the show. You'll have your Saturday open to do other things.
I love this. Why don't you offer something?
Yeah, you get to meet Greg at the merch table.
You know what?
I'm telling you, you should only
get to greet the Holy Spirit.
He's like, Angel, shut up. It will get your people over there.
I'm sure it would.
There will be zero people at that show on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you tell only the next 100 people to get over there.
So please do that. Also, New York, there's still tickets left. We're going to be in Brooklyn Zoo. Shame on you when you stepped up to the old dirty bastard.
Ooh.
That's going to be that Sunday, two Sundays from now. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
We lost. The NACB Image Award for the second year in a row.
Why would you scream and sing that?
It makes it sound less depressing. We lost, yeah. Also, you can go to Shop Mama Likes and get your self-care stuff. ShopMamaLikes.com.
Self-care, we all need it right now.
You just need one more year, Angel. You had to lose two.
Nah.
Okay, then the third year, like me.
I'm telling you, third year, we're not going to lose because I am not submitting my podcast. I said, you ain't never got to worry about me losing again. Tell you what, I can be that for free. Thank you all who voted for us. We couldn't beat the We Don't Always Agree podcast.
With Sterling Kelby Brown
and Ryan Michelle.
But they.
It was so funny. We lost. And I was like, God, dog. It's also worse when you're announcing that you lost.
Oh, you had to say.
Oh, you looked at yourself dead in the eyes.
And saw me say somebody else's name and not my own. And I knew it as soon as I saw my face on the screen. Marcus had hope because he knew I also said our name. But I could tell by the look on my face that the person on TV was like, bitch. And me in real life was like, bitch. She was looking like, girl. We don't always agree. I said, God, dog. So then we went to a Lakers game right after that.
There you go.
As we're driving there, who we see on a big-ass billboard?
Stop it.
Sterling K. Brown.
Paradise?
Looking at us like, yeah.
Yeah, nigga, I got you.
I got you.
While we're on the subject of Sterling K. Brown, they might as well give him his NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actor in a Drama for Paradise right now. I just watched episode 7. Give him his Emmy, okay? Mm-hmm. Give him an Oscar, a Tony, a Grammy.
I'm going to enter into his contest, I'm going to beat him. Best actor.
I was talking to Tamara J, friend of the pod, also in the stage crew, and she's like, I want these people to get out of our stuff.
Well, listen, that's what I said. Oh, I went up to Ryan Michelle at the NAACP. I said, such a pleasure to lose to you. How are you? She said, I said, yeah.
Do you know her already?
We've met before. I've lost many of things to Ryan, but I wanted her to know this one specifically. She was one of the recasts for a pilot that I booked. So I was like, girl, if you get over there in TV world, y'all have enough money and fame. Why are you over here? And she looked at me. She said, I had this overwhelming, I'm just now putting two and two together because I had this overwhelming feeling to yell at you, fried chicken.
Did she say that?
Yes.
There's been so many TikToks since I last posted that.
Oh, yeah.
So many TikToks of what?
Of people talking about fried chicken.
Oh.
The first time I didn't see one more TikTok.
No. It's but almost this time, like it became a niche trend.
Yes. Mm. And you know TikTok, like you want to see people
making fried chicken? You want to see it?
Might not be that many TikToks in the world, but the ones that are made, I done seen them.
Yes, she's my soror. And after I said all that,
she's your soror, yes, and she beat you.
Yeah, I mean,
and AKA would never.
You right? But yes, she did. She is my soror. And I said, all right, let's take your selfie, soror. All right. But yeah, no, thank you guys so much for voting. We weren't able to pull it off. Oh well.
And at least you didn't try to high five them as they walk by when you lost and hit the side of their jacket.
No, what's really funny is that there is a video going around, unfortunately, where they inform Sterling that he won.
I saw that
on the podcast.
And the same day he got the season 2 announcement of Paradise.
But he lost that category. They were in two categories. He thought he won against Club Shay Shay. He did not.
Oh, I saw that.
He lost against them.
He beat us. Wait, that podcast? Theirs was in two categories?
Yeah.
The same podcast?
Yes.
How did they do that?
You can submit in more than one category if your podcast fits.
Oh, it can cover it.
So we could have fit in a different category as well. We did art, sports, and entertainment. We could have also fit in culture. I submitted us for culture the first year, and
they said no.
We're not.
But
culture,
you know what? I don't think they saw.
You guys got the Spanish guy. There's no culture there. No,
it's all the culture.
Culture in the Spanish guy.
I honestly don't think they saw our submission because everybody was like, "Why didn't y'all submit?" I said, "Y'all took my money. I submitted."
All right, what money?
I said I got an email. They were like, "Oh, yes." Yeah, said, Look at you, what y'all doing. You're just taking my money. But anyways, yeah, they lost in that category. I was like, no. You won against us, small potatoes.
So you really not going to do it next year?
It's $400.
You got it.
I know, but $400 to lose?
You can win this time.
I don't. Marcus said, nigga, if you put me in this damn thing another time. I was like, well, I can do what I want, but I get it. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to spend
the money. Price of eggs, people are waiting in line right now.
50 cents! Upcharge at the Waffle House.
People are waiting right now for the rope drop at Trader Joe's to get them $14.99 eggs.
Is that much? That's a deal?
They are $10 right now. $10 to $15 depending where you go.
So $14 is more.
Nope. Well, yeah, they're varying in price depending on where you go.
$10 to $14 for eggs.
Why'd you say rope drop? What do you mean by that?
Oh, that's a Disney reference.
Okay, what is it?
Sorry. You get there before it actually opens and they let you in, but they got the ropes out. The rides don't start until 8:30. I got to explain. I have no idea
what you meant.
Sorry.
I thought it meant good prices.
Oh, bless it. Bless it. Assured.
Tony did not campaign and Tony didn't go. Tony said.
Oh, that Tony jackass said. Of a man, Tony Baker, you are a jack of an ass.
What happened?
He did not go to the awards ceremony.
Oh, you know
he's
not going
to
win if he's not going to go.
I said, Tony, where are you? He said, hey, Angel, watch out.
You can't want it for Tom.
I said, why are you not here? Because I was excited. I was like, oh, I'll get to see my friend Tony. I'm looking through that room. I said, where are you? I texted him, where are you? Hey, Angel. Y'all having a good time over there?
It's going to take a lot to get Tony Baker out of that house.
I said, it. Come in your sweats. You ain't got to dress up. Come on.
Tony's
going to
be Oscar nominated for a lead role, and no, he's still going to be at. No, he won't.
Nah, I won't let him go. I'll be like, if you weren't doing for the niggas, you ain't doing it for the Oscars.
You better
not
do it with a white man, even though you're a quarter white.
Yeah, y'all.
Close it up.
Close it up.
That's 75% said you can't go.
What's he, German? Nine.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah, he better. Oh, I will be. I'd be like, don't y'all let him in. Don't y'all let him in.
Don't y'all dare do it.
But, yeah, no, that was it was a very, very busy NAACP Image Awards season. I am now glad that it is over.
I didn't get to go to no things this time. I was not nominated, and I did not get
in. You know what? They didn't call me back from the golf event. They didn't call me
for nothing. I was regular nigga.
They didn't call us for the golf event.
Really?
But you was nominated.
They didn't call us for the actual award show, the TV.
What do you mean? You went?
No, I didn't go to the one on Saturday because they did not send us an invitation.
But you was nominated.
Not only was I not nominated, I hosted half of their awards.
So why you didn't get an invitation?
I don't know, but they are going to hear from me. Well, I'll tell you what, the president, Derek Johnson, was heated when he found out we weren't invited to the golf tournament. He said, why didn't you call me? Sir, I don't have your number.
Why don't you call me the head of the NAACP? Angel here. I ain't got no golf invite.
I get the world is burning down. The country's falling apart. Golf.
You advance these colored people over to that golf. You hear me?
Mulligan is what I'm saying. Do it again.
That's right.
And then, yes, apparently we fell through the cracks. They don't realize that we fell through the cracks yet, but they're going to find out.
Oh. Rock Nation will crumble.
They don't realize you guys got Marquita Bradley in your back pocket.
No. Evangelist Marquita Bradley.
Prophetess
Señorita Marquita
Bradley.
She said,
why didn't you say anything? I said, I didn't want to pay for the glam. I was actually, it was a blessing in disguise. I did not want to pay for the glam. I did not want to have to get dressed up again. I did not want to have to buy another $500, $600 dress. I did not want to have to do that.
Let me tell you what I don't like, that part of celebrity. Now, I don't know how them other people do my stuff going back. Because them clothes be expensive.
Well, see, you can do that with yours. They purposely put a tag on the outside of the dress. Once you cut that tag off, you cannot bring that dress back.
It can't be an accessory?
Listen, I thought about it. I said, can you see that? And especially a white tag on a black shiny dress. Can you see the tag, Marcus? Could not. That's the reason why I also don't want to have a stylist, because you pay them $1,000, $1,500 and you keep nothing but your memories. You give back everything.
Why they can take it back good?
Because they there you go. They have access to certain
so
houses.
So either way, you got
to
pay.
Correct.
You going to pay to keep it, or you going to pay them to not keep it?
And that's the reason why I won't get a stylist, because they don't typically have access to houses that have my size. Mm. So what did I pay you for? You just going to Neiman Marcus and buying the same damn dress I would have bought. That's all you're doing.
Them real people, real celebrities, I mean like A-list, they be like, oh, this dress was custom made from Giovanni Versace. And you get to keep it. Don't even worry about it. All you got to do is go on that carpet and say you wearing Giovanni Versace.
That's always going to be a problem, because I can't ever remember what I have on. Somebody asked me, what do you have on? I said, you're going to have to look at the tag, sweetie. On the carpet, she asked me in an interview, what do you guys have on? Marcus said, I got on a fossil watch, okay? If you want me to remember designer's name, baby, write it on my hand.
Man.
It's this person. That's who I got on.
That's it. Yeah, nobody tell you about that, because don't nobody want to hear. All the way, also, them famous fit people, they be looking amazing on that carpet.
Who?
The famous fit people.
Just people, generally people who are famous and fit.
Quinta, Zendaya, DeVal Ellis.
Famous in like in shape.
Yes, famous
okay,
and fit.
I kept thinking it was like a
group or something.
Yeah.
No, no, no. People who are famous and fit.
Uh-huh. I thought you were talking about my blicky.
No. There's not a lot of big men. Like, we got Brian Tyree Henry with us. Jack Black.
Fresh and Reckless. That's what they call Jim. Yeah. Are you talking about the like men that are thickens?
Thickums who be dressing good? I don't even know that Jack Black be dressing good. He just
he
be don't. Big.
He just show up.
He's just like, I got this in the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brian Tyree Henry put some stuff on sometimes.
Oh, yeah. He's a theatrical, so he don't mind going out.
He don't mind at all.
He'd go out there. I bet you there's more. We just don't be knowing.
Winston Duke. But he ain't really thick. He like big and strong.
He thick.
I don't. He thick is like.
He's like football thick.
Yeah, he thick like women like him thick. Not like me where the thick be in the place.
But no, but like he is not like he got abs.
No, no, I know that, yeah. But it'd be like, oh, that's a good man, big man, strong man, strong man. They can't, they'd be like, put your shirt down.
Strong man, strong man.
Winston Duke, they won't be like, put your shirt down. They'd be like, keep it off.
Keep it off.
Because he big, he's strong. He like football player, like tight end. I like football watcher.
You strong, Kevin.
I'm strong, but I'm not set.
Kevin, you put it like that. You put it at 225, Kev, on the road.
That's 225 going up, but you see what's underneath it.
I got one thing. Thank you guys for everybody who's bought the Spanish Guy merch so far. These are on sale for this last week, and orders will begin processing as early as next week.
Hey, so thank you guys.
Appreciate y'all. It's on my Shopify. Okay.
Oh, you know what,
Josh,
we do?
You look like we shot. We look, this looks like we shooting this on a Tamagotchi.
I'm telling you.
I'm sorry.
No, it ain't your fault. All right. So, over the weekend, allegedly, a man who is married went on the Twitter machine and he exposed that former NFL wide receiver Steve Smith Sr., great player. Was making sweet love to his wife. He exposed text. He exposed a video where he called Steve Smith, and he said, if that is indeed Steve Smith's voice, it does sound similar to other times I've heard Steve Smith speak, but as of now, I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations. I'm not a lawyer, but I am a person who's heard him talk before, and you see, I understand that voice that I heard the second time was similar. He said, why was you effing my wife? Why? And then the voice that could be tied to Steve Smith said, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. First of all.
Hold on. Let me play it for you because I don't
want to. I want you, before you get, I'll wait until after we cover this because I can't wait to tell
you. Yeah, give a fuck. Hey, yo, Steve. Yeah, you've been fucking my wife, bro. What you gotta say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
You're sorry.
That's all Steve Smith says. The guy continues to cuss, but come on, he apologized. Water under the bridge.
I put my toe in the sand.
I did do that, Sexter. I'm sorry, though.
What's interesting is that there is a Stephen Smith, Stephen A. Smith, and a Steve Smith.
You thought this was Stephen A. Smith?
Yes, I did.
This whole time?
Until a couple of seconds ago.
Oh, you know if it was Stephen A. Smith.
It would have been different. I'm sorry I fucked your wife. I could not resist planting myself into her vagina. I honestly...
Please do more for my own enjoyment. Please.
I am sorry. I will probably do it again because your wife is a whore, sir. And so am I.
And then Shannon Sharp gonna cover. Now you know, Ocho, you know Stephen A. Smith. He doesn't put the P in it. Now that's Stephen B. Smith. You know, I said, hey, Ocho, you know what I said? It ain't my wife. You know that my Michelle, I was on that audio and I was huffing and I was puffing.
Now, Shannon, you can't talk because you were on the live with Michelle.
Come on now, Stephen. That ain't no problem. I don't even know how to work the line. You know, my grandmother once said, if you're going to put a shovel in the ground, you better dig it deep. You better dig it deep. You know, all I'm going to say was dig it deep. You know.
Dig it deep.
Not that Steven.
I literally was like, why are we going with this angle? Why is it? This is very strange. And so I was like,
you're supposed to be the analyst of sports, Angel.
What sucks is that these are two black men whose career title is sports commentator. That's a lot of similarities.
It's so funny because they are so different. Steve Smith Sr. But if you're not in sports like that, Steve Smith, Stephen A. Smith, boy, your name's Steve and your last name's Smith.
That's what I said.
You embroiled in controversy.
I said, this man stays making headlines. God dog.
So when you heard that voice, you was like, wait, that ain't.
I was like, that's not I was like, this is AI and not a good one. They using AI and didn't even listen to this man's voice before they used it.
So, and there was some text. Woo! There was some text. Now, quite possibly the worst thing about this.
The texts were great.
They were sending selfies of themselves to each other, Angel. No illicitness. No nudes. Just. And to me, if I were the man in this scenario, and you're smashing my wife.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to.
I'd expect to see peen. Okay, y'all sexting. Peen is like, okay, y'all having sex. Of course y'all sending nudes. It is somehow more disrespectful to send a regular selfie. That's love.
We like each other.
A dick pic? Oh, you're just trying to have sex. Here's me smiling?
Yeah.
You love her. Yeah. Y'all love each other. A selfie is wildly more disrespectful than peeing. You can send peeing with no love attached.
That's why he apologized. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel.
Man, and he saw the dark part too.
Okay. Oh, he saw the pink part. And what the thing is, it's actually worse than love. They like each other.
Listen,
I think I'd be okay with love. Y'all like each other. You want to put that picture as your screensaver that he just sent. And he want to do the same.
That's way worse. You like him? Yeah. I do.
I just want you to understand, again, how because the video that you sent, I thought was a screenshot. I didn't know we could put videos in the thing.
Oh, that's what I found out, too.
Yeah,
I didn't even know you could do
so
it.
So I was clicking on links. I didn't click on that. So I want you to understand, these text messages were, take me deep down your throat like you kind of like. You want to suck me off? That's how the text
messages. Please, who cares? It's way funnier like that.
That is what I was reading last night when I was reading this.
This would have been a completely different experience.
All. Angel, read everything Stephen A. Smith, Jr., Sr., football player, basketball analyst said.
I will do both. I'll be her and him.
Okay, please.
For she goes, deep is an understatement. It felt like you were going to rearrange my IUD. You were so deep. Whoa. Yes, sir. Take me deep down your throat like you kinda like. You wanted to suck me off. I did. I would have gagged on it, but I had to come home. You enjoyed it. You like to feel it. I like feeling it deep in my wet pussy. Me too. Letting you taste it, though, was such a turn on. I would have shot my nut all up inside your pussy. I love making you come. I enjoy it more when you come inside of me. Noted. You get to feel it.
Also, saying noted during sexting.
It sounds like Stephen A. Smith. Yeah,
for sure.
Noted.
Can you imagine Marcus responding to something sexy you said with noted? Noted? Noted. Oh, noted. Let me write it down. Let me just jot that down.
Hold on.
What was it? You like making me come, and I enjoy it when you come inside me. Let me write that down real quick.
No.
You like it when you make me
come. It's very much so. Hey, Siri. Make a note. That. Yeah,
like Alexa, play Luther Vandross radio. Remind me to pick up some beans later. Noted.
Oh my gosh, it's just amazing how you don't know what is happening when you don't know what's happening.
Copy. Somebody in Patreon said copy. Heard, chef.
Tempo.
Come inside me. Cool beans on the come inside me. No worries. Yes. So yeah, the dude who exposed this, he was tweeting at TMZ, Steve Smith's partners, TaylorMade Golf, Antonio Brown, who is a different football player who just be going crazy on Twitter. My thing is this, Angel. Rearranging my IUD is top tier words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As the husband reading that,
top tier is insane.
You got to hear that. You got to imagine the IUD is, it's up there.
It's in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes, she said he went all the way. He ran a post route. Mm-hmm. Okay,
reached that thing
deep in the end zone. Mm-hmm. He got up there and said, kush, kush, kush. He hit the pylon on that.
Her husband was probably like, "You have an IUD? What? What are you saying to me right now? What are you saying to him? When did you get that? Have you had it all this time? Sharon, stop lying to me. Stop lying to me and stop lying to yourself. You need to be ready to optimize your nutrition this year. Oh. And Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved, ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Actually, me and my mama are both on Factor meals right now, and I love them. Mm. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab and go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. There was a shrimp meal I had yesterday. First of all, I don't even let my kids eat the seafood one. Sometimes I'll let them have a meal, right? It, just in case, like when I was doing NAACP, I was gone and I didn't have my dinner with Factor. And they be trying to eat the seafood meals. No, them salmon meals are amazing. Them shrimp meals are amazing. So are the chicken. I really don't want to let them have any of them because they're just that good. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast.
Factor Podcast.
And use code FACTORPODCAST.
Factor Podcast.
To get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code Factor Podcast.
Factor Podcast.
At factormeals.com/factorpodcast.
Factor Podcast.
To get 50%, make sure y'all can hear that. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Thank you, Factor Meals.
So I just text you, Angel, and Josh. I couldn't find these the other day when I was making the docket. There was a few more texts, but apparently I'm going to read the, actually you read it, Angel. It looks like the husband got the woman's Facebook password.
Oh.
And he wrote a status from her POV. You see that one, Mar Nikki?
Hi, I'm Nicole Martinez. Yeah.
Martinez.
Sorry, I said it all wrong. Hi, I'm Nicole Martinez, though I won't be Martinez much longer. You see, I have been cheating on my husband, and I have been doing so with the very famous Stephen Smith Sr., not to be confused with Stephen A. Smith. Pics attached for reference. I had him hidden under three... Oh, that's what. And that's been my fix. My husband bought me a house. He stood by my side after I had been arrested twice for domestic violence. And this is how I repay him and our son. There's plenty of messages here, Steve. Crazy the kind of revealing messages a celebrity will send. Baltimore Ravens, I am also a member of your team band. I believe I violated some fraternization rules by hooking up with Steve at the training facility. Tagged ESPN, TMZ, Carolina Panthers, Antonio Brown. These pictures of him at this angle. Why is he taking a picture with the?
Because he's a old. He's a boomer. He's actually probably an older millennial.
I was gonna say he don't look old.
He's probably closing in on 50. So what's
45? He's a year older than me. Shut up.
You know what it is?
What is it, damn it?
It's the way they talk about athletes. When they retire, he's just a bag of bones walking. So you have a skewed sense of how old they actually are.
Called me old. That's okay.
No, I literally thought he was like 50 years old.
No, I'm looking at pictures of his face. I'm like, well, not the stupid pictures he took, but pictures online. I'm like, no, he look like he in his 40s. I just watched a video of these people asking these college students or high schoolers. I don't know what the hell.
How old they think is old. And they were saying born in the year 2000.
Yes. I was like, you stupid idiots. I hate you all. Every single 2000? Last
2000.
They said to that one girl literally said 1980 to be exact. And I wanted to slap the taste out of her damn mouth.
There is a TikToker from New Orleans. He always say punk. Oh, what is his
They'll
name?
They'll tell you. The people in the Patreon.
He is cracking me. It's Joe something. Joel.
Okay.
He say punk in almost every video. He be cracking me up. He be like, hey, punk. And he when it's him, it's a voice, a girl named Kiyoka. It's a whole New Orleans universe. Uh-huh. I bring this all the way up to say, he be like, I'll bat the piss out of you. And I say, that is a term I've not heard of.
Back the piss?
Bat.
Bat. Oh,
bat I'll the bat piss. The piss out of you, Kiyoka.
Okay, that makes
I'll
sense.
Bat the piss out of you, hoe. But he be like, hey, punk. Hey, punks. He hey, be punks. Cracking me up.
That's what you He's want a to punk. Do is bat the piss
no,
out
of them.
No,
that's what you wanted to do to that girl. Bat the piss out of you.
I did. When she said 1980, I literally screamed and grabbed my chest. I said, oh! Why would you say that?
Because we's cool, man.
There you go.
Ooh. Now, also, and this, we'll move on after this. The reason I sent that to you, Angel and Joshy, mm-hmm. is because they, she worked in the band of the
That's what
team.
He said. That's what he said.
And she, in one of their text messages, it says, I wasn't alone with it. Stadium full of people, and I only saw you again. And you know what his response was? You had me wanting to explode Friday. But holding you was quite all right with me.
Dang.
You know, Josh, do you know what I would do to myself if my beloved said stadium full of people, I only saw you? That's beautiful. That's poetic.
Because there'll be 40, 50,000 in this
stadium. 40, 50,000, 60,000. M&T Bank at least 55.
I think SoFi is up to close to 80 now, right?
70-something. And you said stadium? That's Disney.
I mean, I put you in the seat, so I know where you're sitting, but that's neither here nor there.
But I only saw you, a stadium full of people?
That's poetic.
Well, also, good dick will make you say some crazy shit like that. It will. It'll make you say some stupid stuff. She saw everybody else, but it don't matter.
It don't matter.
In my head, all I saw was you.
Only had eyes for you.
A good dick could do that. A penis rearranging.
A IUD rearranger. And apparently that can really happen.
Yeah, I have to have my cup back. Oh, no, I'm being TMI. Yeah, that can happen. We don't have another ad.
Maybe this podcast is just for us three because I'm here having the time of my life.
That's it. Wait a second. Well, you know. All right. Here we are.
Whether it's true or not, I feel bad for that man, the husband.
He's upset, and I feel him.
You crashed out. Warranted. Warranted crash out. But at the end of the day, after all the clicks and the articles and stuff, you still, even if y'all get divorced, you still got to sit with that shame. Can't keep getting away with this.
I think he was hoping that it would make them look terrible.
And it doesn't. Niggas was on Twitter like, I haven't changed the way I think about Steve Smith at all. I didn't know Steve Smith was married with four children until this.
Oh.
Four little Smiths.
And his wife ain't even said nothing. She just.
What's she going to say?
She's like, this ain't the first woman, I'm sure, that had texted him. She's probably not the only currently.
I wouldn't even want to put nobody through that.
I don't know. I get the rage. I get seeing red. And I get feeling like, how can I make your world implode?
Yeah.
But I'd be like, you got to come up with a better plan. If you're going to go, if you're going to crash out and make sure you take down people. You just crashed out and just made yourself look silly.
I mean, and your wife probably lost the job.
She'll get alimony from you when you divorce her.
You would still?
What?
Even if you cheated, you would get alimony?
Yeah, I don't think alimony has anything to do with fidelity.
No, I know. You right.
So you got to learn how to, people got to learn how to crash out with real goals in mind. Mm.
Well, the planning of the crash out kind of defeats the term, but still, a strategic crash out can be fruitful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's, people are doing these non-strategic crash outs.
Yeah.
That's just, you're the only person looking crazy at the end.
Yeah.
That's not beneficial. You just made your situation worse. You're now in pain and embarrassed.
You're right.
So it's like,
because now what?
Now what?
You get a divorce. Everybody's laughing at you. Mm-hmm. Not her.
Yeah.
Steve Smith's embarrassed. His comments are off. Sure. Mm-hmm. But in the patriarchal world, it's like that nigga was going crazy in there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a terrible husband or made a terrible choice. Okay.
But we are like looking at this man like, okay, well, you told us all your business. I don't know what you want us to do with it. But he's hoping public shame of both of them is enough. I don't think so. They were texting each other their faces. Public shame was never going to be something
never
that stopped them.
Gonna do a thing.
Not even a burner phone. This is their regular AT&T registered phone number.
Put that all out on the interwebs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So sorry. People got to start really thinking as they're crashing out and being like, let me focus on my aim.
1,000%.
Yeah. So sorry. So sorry.
Sorry
sir.
To that woman.
Sorry to that man.
To that man. Sorry.
See, that's how bad it is that you don't even know who the victim is in this.
Right.
Sorry to this man.
Right about it. All right. Speaking of sex. There was an Atlanta situation.
Oh, this one has blown my mind. This one kept me up.
Set it up, Angel.
So there's this young girl. First of all the young girls talk like this. I just now realized. I mean, like, whatever. Like, they make that face. So I was like, I mean, exactly. Anyways, there's this young girl, very, very pretty young girl, who saw this dude online. And they finally connected, and he was like, you know, you should come out to Atlanta. There's something of that sort. And she was like, well, I've been trying to give myself to you for a while. So, yes. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, he fine, dark skin. She was like, I decided to come out Valentine's Day weekend because my kids went with their dad. And so she was like, the day I'm about to fly out, and let me rewind. She was like, he was the type of dude she liked because he had a lot of money. She said it looked like, you know, he got a lot of movement. He always wearing designer stuff. She said, that's the type of nigga I like. Mm-hmm. I like a nigga that's pushing weight and doing
who
what he
doesn't?
Do, right.
Who doesn't?
And so she's like, I'm coming. And he calls her or texts her the day that she's supposed to leave and says, my daughter is actually going to be with me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, damn, I took off work. I didn't did all this stuff. He said, I didn't say you can't come. I'm telling you what's up. And he was like, according to her, he was like, you know, maybe we just get a hotel. I'll get a babysitter.
Yeah.
And so she's like, all right, well, she looking for a hotel. He recommends a hotel. She's like, it's booked. He was like, you need to call. They were like, it's booked. And she was like, well, what's your price range? What can you afford? Because when I get there, you need to reimburse me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what is you talking about? I need to reimburse you.
Because I said the next time you're in Atlanta.
He was like, when you're visiting, I'll take care of like other stuff. This is what she said during the trip. But no, uh-uh. So she said, we arguing back and forth. She said, I get to Atlanta. And she's like, if I pay for this hotel, you're not coming to see this hotel to be fucking up on me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So she was like, and so I didn't let him come see me at the hotel. And she was like, I feel like he's capping. I feel like that he's lying about his lifestyle. That's why he did this. He then does a video. He's like, listen, Shorty was thirsty. She, I tried to give her clues. Like, hey, my daughter gonna be in town. He said, I ain't about to have my daughter meet no stranger. I do not move like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, I got too much respect for my baby and my baby mom to have you coming up in my house meet my daughter. You a stranger. He said, she the one who flew herself out here on Spirit. She the one who came out here. She didn't have to come. He was like, I was not pressed like that. And then she gonna send me text messages talking about how I got my ass ate. He said, it was really scaring me.
She sent a picture of that throat spray and breath strips. Yes. And that man said, is your throat sore?
He's like, what the fuck? Like, what is you doing?
Is your throat sore? Is your throat sore?
She was like, no, have you ever had your ass ache? What?
I ain't trying to hold you. The marriage bed is under file. They is on another. I didn't know what that meant. I said, what is throat spray? What are y'all doing with breath strips and throat spray in the bedroom?
Well, throat spray, I think it helps with your gag.
Oh, I learned that. The gag reflex. Yes. You can.
Because you numb it.
You numb it, and you can do, you know, you take the Steve Smith approach.
Apparently.
You know? But the best strips, I didn't put two and two together.
Tingle,
and
neither tingle. Did they. Tingle.
Yeah.
But that's too much. Y'all messing with pH balance.
Oh, that's what it's for?
That's what
I thought it's because after you eat the butt, your breath stinks.
No.
It's to be the cool refreshing on the peen.
Tingle.
That, you want to get them enzymes zipped in that urethra?
I can't.
You can get a UTI.
Exactly. I can't be doing a whole bunch of extra ingredients down there. The Lord made it right. Okay? And y'all want to add salt and paprika.
She got performance enhancing drugs.
Listen,
she doing all type of stuff.
I can't.
She out here, she got PEDs. Now they got to suspend you for 6 months. Right. You over here bringing weapons of mass destruction to the pee.
I can't. That thing get angry. That cannot. I cannot. Don't want none of that. I don't know. Understand. Whipped creams and stuff. No.
This old pussy worked just like God made it. You got a penis and you can lick it. You can do one or two. You ain't finna put no doggone oregano in here and all cooling strips, putting toothpaste on the outside.
Are we making spaghetti? For real? Are we really making macaroni? What? No. Leave it alone.
And also, listen, maybe call me whatever the opposite of a freak is. Okay? Call me
Vanilla.
Vanilla. But booty eating upon introduction seems like that's Kevin. Very forward. You don't know. You ain't never seen the man. And you said, turn that butt around. Go lick it. Turn that butt around.
Kevin.
Turn that butt around. I'm going to lick it. Hey. You were just a stranger. That's a lie.
I literally thought the same thing. I said, oh, thank God I'm not on these streets. Because if that's how you got to compete, is open your ass so I can show you what I can do. For I recall, I guess I'm old. I recall a
1980 time. Over here.
1980. I recall a time when girls, specifically black girls, were like, I'm not sucking no dick. Okay?
Get you a white girl if you want that.
Yeah, you get you a Becky if you want your dick.
A Becky?
Okay? That's what we were saying. And some of us actually were telling the truth. We're not sucking. Okay? And then the sucky didn't even come around until you were like, well, I can trust you. Let's try.
Yeah.
These girls are like, I don't even know your social security number. Let me see your taint. I just feel like we're not doing things in order.
No!
You gonna have that
man butt!
And how? And then why do you think that is something that feels like, is that a common thing that men want now? Men like, eat it. Eat it.
They
like
lead it with it.
Eat it.
And also, if you lead with booty eating, where do you end?
Licking his eyeballs. That's how else.
He's going to get conjunctivitis.
Exactly. He's going to get the shitty eyes of these. Yes.
Oh, you going to get, what's the?
It's pink eye. Yeah,
that's eye. Conjunctivitis is his government name.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. And if you're going to lick button eyes, you better lick the eyes first. Okay?
No.
No, Angie, you better lick the eyes first.
She did butt
now you got
first.
Gunkum all up in your eye, and you look like Nick Fury because you don't got booty in your eye.
I just don't understand what makes you run to that.
I don't.
Have you ever had your booty ache? Nigga, what?
Hello? I'm going to take my daughter to her mother.
That just feels so, it feels like a violation. I get that they both assume we going to be smashing, which I also think is wild. It was already wild to go meet someone in person for the first time and decide to fly in for some foreign dick. That is wild to me. To fly in for penis
you Spirit Airlines.
Well, she was trying to save money.
Listen, that Spirit Airlines just means you were serious about that thing. You wasn't going to let comfort get in the way of licking
absolutely.
That butt.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't need Comfort Plus.
No.
You don't need room under your seat. Mm-mm. You want to get to that butt ASAP. Give me the lowest price. I got my bag in my lap.
She spent all that money on breath spray and throat spray.
That's all
and
she took. She said she had no spend the night bag. She was out here raw with that in her hand.
How did COVID take us out? Because whatever we're catching with people doing this should have been way stronger than COVID.
Listen.
Booty eating mouth should be the thing that should be killing folks.
And foot and mouth disease. Right? I remember when I took my son to
really on the rise.
Yeah, I did not. I thought the doctor was joking. You know, we got hand, foot, and mouth disease. I was like, y'all funny. She was like, no, that's it. I was like, that's a medical term? I was like, yes, hand, foot, and mouth disease. And they got butt eye disease.
And hand, foot, and mouth is from boo-boo in your mouth. So she probably got the hand.
Is that what you get?
Yes. That's how patient zero is started.
Oh, that's how that.
That's how patient zero.
The original person was. Yes, it was
and
them
then
Greeks.
After that, the germs can spread. However, so then you get a rash on your hand and then your foot, and on your tongue.
Boo boo.
Yes, yeah, so that's why it happens at daycares because the babies are potty training.
That's why them little disgusting kids getting boo-boo in their mouth.
Getting the boo-boo in their mouth. I can understand the allure. Okay, I'm going to try not to be church angel, right? I can understand the allure of maybe being like, oh, a celebrity dude, I would sleep with him. Because one, you think you know him in your head because you've been watching work, whether they are singer or rapper.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, status. I could become his baby mom and be taken care
1,000%.
Of forever. But somebody just on TikTok.
He got motion angel.
And then with these filters out here in the world, you never know what you actually going to meet in person.
No, that's what happened with a Pakistan girl.
My God.
She was catfishing as a white woman.
And I think we got to stop blaming it on catfish. This is further than this is rhinoceros people. This is a way bigger type of thing that we're doing to folk. When you are black and you now white, you're doing something completely different. Mm-hmm. But to travel for dick from TikTok.
From TikTok.
It ain't even like, it's not like even it has an OnlyFans where you're like, oh, I saw what it was. Let me get it. She just said, and then she called the man dark skin. That man is my complexion.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, I watched his whole video. His veneers are a little too big, but he's a handsome young man.
Yeah,
but not handsome enough to fly. He's handsome. I'll give him that. She's gorgeous. Neither one of them are gorgeous enough to get me at LAX. You understand.
LAX and Hartsfield Jackson.
You understand what magical type of penis you would have to get me to go down the 405 to that horrible ass airport.
And then get on a Spirit flight.
There is not a penis in the world, duh, that would make me do that. Even my husband, I'd be like, are we going to spend time together and go like.
No, you're going to eat that butt.
No.
You're going to eat that butt and you're going to put the throat spray and the lozenges and the Listerine.
I not do that. I don't want to fly to that. I don't want to fly to that. What has happened to the babies?
So my question is the world worse or are we just privy to more information?
We're worse.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely worse. There were people doing this, but there's more people doing it now.
Mm.
There were people who are always out here. Like, yeah. I've had many a friend who are straight up hoes, both male and females. I'm talking about slut buckets. Love them.
Lord.
Because at the core of them is a wonderful person.
Jesus Christ.
They are. Listen.
Slut buckets is hilarious. I've never heard that before.
I have had friends who I'm just like, God, dog, your body parts are going to fall off if you don't pull it back.
Penis going to be falling through your pants leg.
Yes. And it's okay. Love them. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it was such a small group. It's a smaller amount. I feel like now it is so common to just fly for what you want or what you think you might want and to throw caution to the wind.
And also to volunteer this story. Even if all this happened to you, she just went on TikTok and was like, story time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And told the world all of this. Mm-hmm. She could have went back home picked our babies up, went back to work, we would have been none the wiser. Now you throat spray girl.
Yeah, now, but she is, there's no shame in it.
She's going to be on Baddie's throat spray, the new edition. She's going to be in Baddie soon. They're going to be like,
and then she would be excited. Perfect. She'd be like, bet I can pay for a lot more trips. Get off of Spirit. I can be on Delta Airlines now. I mean, this is like the stuff that some people were doing at Freaknik was nasty like this. But it was like, that was an occasion. That was like, let us all come together.
And then we go back to our regular lives.
And then we go back. Jobs. She's like, this was just a weekend. I was just trying to be nasty for a weekend, and I texted it. And then also at that time, people were like, all that there is that person's VHS. There's no way that VHS is going to go anywhere else. Now we got to interwebs, and people are like, actually, I don't know if the story will get out, so I'll put it out myself.
And then he, 1,000%, then he made a TikTok to defend himself. His first one, like, I didn't even know how to do this for real, but let me tell you the truth. She tried to eat my butt, y'all. Well, she didn't say that part.
She didn't, but I'm not surprised. Nothing about her said that she didn't try to eat your ass, because she was really like, you know, I got ready. She was like, and whatever. And so, but then there was a whole nother girl who made another TikTok. And I couldn't. I went there and I was like, because she was doing the same thing, light-skinned girl. She was like, and then I was like.
Oh, he did this to her?
She was his daughter. She was basically saying his daughter was not in town. He was with her.
Oh.
Yeah, light skin. The plot
thickens.
Yeah, she was like, I saw that and I was like, you are not.
My nieces do that.
It irks me.
My nieces do that face. I want to
fix it. What does that mean? So, whatever. Like, who does that? I'm like, stop. Because what is this punctuation you're doing with your mouth and your face?
Patreon's saying that's the girl with the baby. His baby's mother?
Yeah, she was the baby. The grandma's the baby.
The grandma is the baby. I refuse to go into that storyline.
Their videos were too long. I said, get to it. Did you lick his butt or no? Does he not like it? What?
And also, my father once taught me, it is good advice. When you travel, if you don't have enough money to get there, get a rental car or way around, this before Uber, and your own hotel room and enough money to eat. You don't have enough money to go.
Come on.
If you can't do all four of those without anybody's help, you should not be going.
I don't think he knew about a throat spray, though, because that could be a meal.
Throat spray and Listerine.
That could be the money for your meal. He's saying you don't have enough money to go, but he doesn't realize.
There's potential trade services.
Yeah, he doesn't realize there's other currency. He's just thinking about cash.
Because let me tell you what, I'm not sitting on no flight texting you about a room. I'm not landing without a confirmation number.
I already know.
There's no way.
He's Reservations McGee.
Reservations McGee. I always have. I'm not landing and I got nowhere to go when I get off the plane. I just got my bag and I'm texting you, a stranger. Absolutely. We not getting on the plane. Confirmation number me out. And I'm not even, at that time in my life, maybe I would take Super 8. When I was first starting out to do stand up, I would stay anywhere. But them churches, I'm not coming without no confirmation number. She was in the air.
Ain't no way.
With no confirmation number, not even Expedia, not Hotline. And Atlanta has a lot of hotels available.
She said it's Valentine's, so everybody was staying at the hotel. I guess Angel. I don't know. Everybody flew somebody
The Super Bowl out. Be in Atlanta, and they still have hotels available.
You correct.
Now, you might have to stay way out in McDonough.
Come on, okay? McDonough.
You might go Covington. But they're going to have a room somewhere. Valentine's Day, now maybe in the city, you're going to be, prices are up, of course. There's a lot of sex on the horizon.
Yeah.
McDonough going to have a room available at the Courtyard. I guarantee it. You got 188. Yeah. You can stay away in McDonough. And they got a Huddle House, Chick-fil-A that sell grits out there.
Come on, you better know what's out there.
I know. My Melissa Dass, they way out McDonough.
The girl, let me tell you, the girl, bless, she's so pretty. Body bad. Gorgeous. So body teeth. To have three kids and she look like that, I said, girl, you are wasting your life.
And also, if I had the three kids, I just probably would have left that part out of my story.
Oh, no, she's not. There's no, first of all, there's no shame. She is doing that. This is what I'll applaud her on. I don't know if it's ignorance, stupidity. She like this. I'm doing what I did. Y'all not about to make me feel no, never mind. But it does make you then say, well, then why didn't you mention in your story, your long 8-minute story, that you tried to eat his butt? Because I feel like that is important. That's important to say and mention. This also does seem wild behavior to be a mother or a father and do. It feels wild. It feels a little wild. Like, both of them are parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, how you get the kids?
But no, I'm saying. But I feel like there should be enough people somewhere inside of your zip code.
No, for man. You to do this. You got to have motion, Angel. People in your zip code don't got motion. People from out of town got motion.
And that money be really getting to people. It's because these eggs cost so much.
It costs a lot.
That money. Well, you know what? That's smarter than me. Money was not the thing that would get my attention. I loved a good broke nigga. You understand? I love a good community service project. You understand? Marcus had the most money of any man I've ever dated. I love a good can you spare some change type of nigga. You understand? Where is your banjo? Because I'm about to be your boo. Money was never.
Can you spare some change?
That is not. That's why I couldn't date drug dealers. And there was a drug dealer that was like pressing me hard. He looked like the original Aaron Pierre das Mufasa.
Light skin drugs.
Light skin drugs, light skin eyeballs. And I just knew. I said, I'm going to have cocaine in my butthole. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to be a drug. He going to turn me into a drug mule. And I ran. I ran. I fled from sin.
You couldn't be compelled? No. Angel, I'll do the cocaine in my butt. I already know what you were saying. I know. All right, I got to go. San Diego to Tijuana. All right.
That's why I said, girl, you going to end up with cocaine in your butt. Get away from this man.
Away from this light-skinned menace. You're going to have cocaine in a bag in your butt, and you're going to make it make sense somehow in your mind.
Yeah. He going to wine and dine you. He going to take you to 579, let you buy whatever dress you want.
Not 579. 579. 1980.
He going to take you to Fashion Sense and get you all the dresses. And then you're going to have cocaine in your butt.
579 in many a year.
That's where he was going to take me.
First, you start off at 579, end up with cocaine in your butt. Mm. And it happens quicker than you think.
And he upgrades you to Wilson's Leather. And then what's happening?
You know about Wilson's Leather? Melissa went in Wilson's Leather. Boy, we had a time. They had a Wilson's Leather outlet. Yeah. Boy, I said, y'all not going to know which one is which. It ain't like they got that many new leather jackets in the world. A leather jacket's a leather jacket.
It's a leather jacket.
We went down there with our tax money and went down to Wilson's. I got her a peanut butter leather jacket down from Wilson's Leather Outlet way out in Washington. Drove all the way out there. I said, you want a leather jacket from the Wilson's Outlet? She said, I'll take a leather jacket from the Wilson's Outlet. I said, well, you going to get one.
You going to get it.
We had a matching leather jacket.
Oh, look at y'all. Money. Oh,
peanut butter, baby.
Y'all had money.
That's tax time, boy. What happened to Wilson's?
Listen, I feel like they still in Lexington at the Fayette Mall. I think they still there because you're still going to need leather. It get cold.
People don't wear leather jackets as much.
As much, but they coming back. Everything's coming back.
Us 1980s kids, we put a leather jacket on in the winter.
Leather bomber. Yeah. Leather trench. Nigga, leather
Melissa
me down.
Used to wear a leather jacket, boy, to the floor.
It's just be hot out here. That's the only time we don't wear them. But they be needed. So, yeah, I don't. The allure of a man with money just ain't never been it for me. Mm-hmm. I need you to need me. You need me for this next meal, don't you? Come on.
Get on your knees and fix it. You want them noodles, huh? Mm-hmm. He doing all that for noodles for 13 cents. He ain't got it, though.
He ain't got it.
Now go over there and earn it.
Earn it.
You want me, you're going to have to earn me.
Yeah. That's what I want. So these girlies chasing after this money. It's not enough. It's not going to work for me.
It worked for her.
It did. She got that motion. I don't want no. I want you stable still because you don't want to burn any calories. No motion, nigga.
Oh, speaking of calories, man, that's why I don't like to talk about eating right publicly because it's never good enough for people. I posted this Greek yogurt from Oikos. Protein yogurt.
Triple zero?
Yeah.
I love that yogurt.
They put too much. Protein is in too many things now. Chips.
Oh, well, I mean.
Protein cookies.
Because everything's protein is hard to get.
I was going to say, because everything's protein deficient.
Yeah, man. Well, you ain't supposed to have protein and chips. But you. I don't want. Well, who makes it? Quest?
You know, they got a good seasoning on
who
them,
makes
though.
It Quest?
The log on big salmon, whatever is protein cookie.
Oh, I don't like those.
Yuck.
Those are a lot of calories, so you got to be careful with those.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So that was my point. I had posted that
Josh,
I had
on
got
the screen before everybody fights
sorry,
you.
Sorry, man. I'd be cutting around.
Yeah,
the screen
man. Y'all leave him alone, man. He's engaged. I got a protein yogurt, and I got protein granola. And people was like, Kev, that granola has too much sugar. You need to make your own. I said, nigga, do I look like Bobby Flay? Yes. What the hell is granola? I don't know how to make that.
To give it to DIY Melissa.
I don't want to do this. So I definitely don't want to add more time to do this.
Tell me, shut the hell up, man.
You know what the other alternative was? Man, maybe this isn't the perfect meal. Granola, you got the sugar. You know what I was eating? Burgers, fries, shakes.
12 p.m.
So you think I'm going to go from that to let me bake granola? This girl hit me, was like, it ain't nothing but oats, honey, coconut oil. Nigga, do you see me spreading oats on parchment paper with my time?
Yes.
Do you think I'm a oat spreading nigga?
Yes.
You think I'm finna shake some honey over oats and bake it?
I know.
So I can eat some crap that I don't already want to eat? Nigga! No.
Kevin, I now know what we're going to do when you do another episode of Crafts and Cocktails.
You're
with
making
me.
Granola.
I will smack the camera if you have me make granola.
We're going to make protein. I love actually making granola.
You can do like protein balls, or you can do protein cupcakes. All you do is sprinkle a scoop in the batter.
Listen,
Josh,
Kevin,
I'll smack that hat off you. You tell about our protein cupcake. Listen. That's that cupcake that Major Payne ate.
Listen, no. But see, we'll do it for content. And then if you don't like it, you don't like it. I used to make some great, let me tell you, these protein bars. Not protein bars. What are they, granola bars?
Yeah.
Them things would slap. Smack, whatever the hell the term is.
Which
they
one
lit.
Is it, Josh? For food.
For food, it's smack.
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 It was smack.
1980.
Smack.
Another one of my homegirls was like, all you need is some lemon zest. I said, who do y'all think I am? Lemon zest?
You just put on a grater, Kev. You go like this.
Joshua, Robert, do you see me ordering lemons?
Why don't you don't like protein smoothies? Not as much.
I don't want to put things in a blender.
A blender.
He likes
I have the like pre-made like
RTDs.
Own or whatever
oh,
or Orgain.
You don't like to do this.
Mm-mm. I don't like steps. Let me tell you what I like to do.
Don't drink that. Blub, blub, blub. That's old, man. Thank you.
That's it. All water is old, Josh. There's no new water. It's all
new. The bottle. There's bacteria that's
oh,
new
yeah,
on
yeah.
that.
I'm
bottle.
Gonna get botulism. And see, that was the lore when I had eaten the tuna. Then the tuna had went and got botulism. I'm not talking about no more healthy eating online.
Well, this
I'm getting
is what
on
I'm about
it.
To say.
We go V.
Oh, come you on. Have to do.
Somebody was like, you need to get Elizabeth or
her.
You think I'm going to Trader Joe's? Trader Joe's is not on Instacart.
It's not.
What? With their parking lot the way it is.
They want you coming frustrated.
For real.
Said, we don't want you to be at home happy.
Why y'all not on Instacart?
Because they want you to squeeze your you know I got a bus. Come in
I don't know. You might as well park across the street.
Oh, no. I just take up 4 spots.
and that's why you should.
And that's what I'm going to do.
This
and
Trader
I don't care.
Joe's right here might be the worst parking lot.
It's not might. It is.
It's right. This one, y'all, the 101 is one of the biggest freeways in L.A. You get off the freeway, the Trader Joe's is the first red light.
Behind
the gas station. There might be 9 spots in there.
It is the first layer of Dante's hell. The ring of hell. That's what it is. Because there's no backing in. There's no nothing. The spots are as narrow as
you can
white
be.
Models behind.
It's like you're supposed to be putting Vespas in there, not regular cars.
No, not at all. You're supposed to with your rollerblade into your spot. Take your fucking rollerblades off and then go in there and get a Trader Joe's snack and put your rollerblades back on and ski off. It is the and then the people who shop there are assholes, but I now figured out they're assholes because they just had to park.
That's a good point. Because that bring out the worst in anybody.
It makes me want to mush them in the face. Especially the old white ladies.
Oh,
be wanting to just shove them in their face into the freezer section.
Because Costco got 10 times the people than Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
But they got 100 times the space.
Of course.
Parking space.
Mm-hmm.
And all I ask for is, I don't mind walking. Actually, me and Melissa are so different when it comes to parking spots. And I think it's based on our personalities. I will park far.
That's Marcus.
I want to get out and walk. Melissa, and God blesses her. Because every time I go to complain about her driving around and finding a good spot.
She finds a spot.
She finds a good spot.
I mean, Nick, she has the most...
About 1,000.
99.98. It's rare. And I mean, in 20 years of marriage, she might have given up twice. She,
dang.
I don't care. Somebody going to leave. And I'm talking about Christmas. The woman going to get that spot.
Yeah.
I'd be like, listen, we could have been out and walked. She's like, I'm not walking that far. Trust me.
I would loop, park loop. In the store.
Huh?
I'd want to park in the store. That's how much I don't want to walk. I want to drive through the damn store. I don't want to get out my car. Let's start
I
there.
Want to get in and get out. It's so funny. I went to, where was I? I went to the mall the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in to the store that I went to. I found the item that I want. I buy the item. I leave the mall. I walk to my far spot. And I have to walk by some spots. When I get out and walk, I'll be seeing like, oh, nigga, there's all kinds of spots. I don't care. I'm already walking. Melissa has never in her life walked in, bought the thing, and left.
It's very rare for me. It's very rare. Very.
I do it all the time.
I've done it maybe twice.
I got the plan. I'm her when it comes to the parking lot for the item. If they got it, done. Perfect. Let's leave. Also, before we go, we're not necessarily going to go in a sec, but I want to talk about this. I was in Atlanta this weekend. I made TikToks with the Yappers, Jamila Bell, the future of TikTok. She taught me to yap. Her and Mecca taught me to yap.
The future of TikTok if TikTok is gone.
TikTok ain't gone. It's going to be here till at least April. She's the future of the next couple months.
She's the future of the spring.
I think them, Mecca and Jamila, going to be fine without TikTok. I met Jamila. We need to do her podcast, their podcast. People want to see us collab.
And they do it virtual, too.
Yep. Zaina Bear.
I know, that's fire.
I had the time of my life with that young lady. She is a masterclass in TikTok shooting and editing. That's them babies who was born in them.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
is she 1990 something?
Jamila Bear?
No, Zaina. Zaina Bear.
Oh, I just messed up the names.
Zaina might be Josh's age. She probably born in the 1990s. I don't think she's.
I feel like they're both 90s babies.
Yeah, I think they're 90s. Anyway. Zay Zay can shoot and edit in TikTok. Zaina shoot and edit in TikTok. And I made a video with Jasmine's Garden. And she is a world-class reader of people on TikTok and Instagram. And I learned to yap over the weekend.
That's just talking a lot.
Angel.
We call it Chatty Cathy's back. I didn't know that was a term they were using now.
Yapping is the term on it.
Yapping is an old ass term, so I absolutely. Thought it's been and applied, very white.
Yeah, and it's been applied to TikTok. Jamila shoot her yap videos in the app.
She just be in there talking.
She just be in there talking and posting. And I've been doing it and it's been going great. I've been like, this is the key. I now figured out TikTok. Good, I'll be using it until April.
Good riddance.
And the other thing that was super fun, Meg came to the show in Atlanta. Greg's whole family came to the show. Greg's family, that was the first time they've been to church as a family in like 10, 15 years, Greg's brother said. His mom and dad, both his brothers came. His brother's kids came. Their girlfriends came. Greg was obviously at the show. It was a great time in Atlanta. We met Travis, or we saw Travis Green in Columbia.
That shout church out. Is phenomenal.
Yeah, Gigi LaFleur, also very funny comedian. She was in South Carolina. I didn't get a chance to make a video with her. I made a video with Leah Brody. Up and coming church content creator, very funny.
She taught you how to, shout.
Yeah, she taught me how to shout.
That girl, I was like, she's a gospel singer, huh? I didn't know who she was.
So yeah, that was a great weekend. And also, I was crying on the internet. I was watching One Piece Angel.
Is that a show?
It's an anime.
Oh, okay.
Angel.
I thought it was like another song that I was like, who did this?
Angel. The show has over 1,000 episodes. Okay.
Why?
1,000 episodes. It's perfect for me for traveling. You know, now Netflix does smart downloads.
Uh huh.
So for every episode you watch, Netflix just downloads another one.
You don't have to do it yourself?
No. I always have 20 episodes. So even on a plane, I watch 8 or so.
Uh huh.
When I go back on Wi-Fi, it downloads 8. I don't have to think about a new show to watch.
Wow.
It's great. And you know, we've been on that road.
Well, that's, you know what? That alone is what justified Netflix price going up.
No.
Okay, you just said you were happy about it.
I'm happy about that part. I'm not happy with the price being doggone.
The download is enough for them asking for more money?
No. But Angel, this doggone show had an angle of brotherhood and loss.
Oh,
it might as well have been Frank Ocean playing the song live in my ear.
Oh, they're so wrong.
It was a 20-minute episode where I had to listen to Godspeed.
Oh, my
God. The man told his brother, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, if you're going to watch it. I know you're not going to watch it.
Right.
The older brother is dying, okay?
Damn.
And he's dying because he saved his younger brother, oh. Right? Gets punched in the back, but nigga, volcano man. Volcano hands, man. Okay. He falls into the younger brother's arms and he says something along the lines of, I know I'm not going to be able to see you achieve your dreams, but you're my brother. I know you're going to do it.
Oh my God.
I will always love you.
Angel, this was at 6 a.m. in the Sky Club.
Josh is
Kev took a walk. I thought he went to the bathroom.
That's what I told them. I told Josh, I gotta go to the bathroom. I will always love you.
Why would they have you watch that? Who recommended it?
People on Crystal, the creative, people. Recommended it.
I'm gonna slap her.
Angel, the way the show
Bat the Piss. There we go.
The Piss. The show spoils his death in the title sequence. It didn't matter.
1,000 episodes. You don't know which one it is.
Brother. No. In the episode, I'm watching it. Supposing.
Oh, okay.
So you know he's about to die. 20-minute episode.
You don't know the context. Other words said. People John, die every day on shows, man.
Every day,
not no doggone. Why would you say, I know you're going to continue to chase your dream? My brother said that in a video.
He said, I know you're going to continue to chase your dreams, Kev, also known as Kev on stage. That's
might
what
as well. That's and I was doing everything in my power not to be like, I always was the brother. I hate that song because I had one. So I'm in the Sky Club. I go away from Josh, Greg, and Tam. She started noticing. She was like, are you good? I was like, she's like, you sure? Yeah, I was going to the bathroom.
I'm like, you about to cry.
Angel, I went over to that corner.
We were late to board, and Kev is never late for
zone
boarding.
Zone 3.
Kev zone hasn't seen Zone 3 since 1992.
I'm very mad they had you watch this.
Angel.
You ended up in Zone 3.
I ended up in Zone 3.
That's unacceptable.
And I had the back of my head was hurting.
Ernie, I bet it was.
I cried. Everybody's like, you going to cry on this arc, Kev? You going to cry on this arc? And I'm like, I don't think so because I'm binging the show.
Oh,
people are watching week to week. I think it hits. You've been watching over years. I burn through sometimes 10, 15 episodes in a day, depending on
I think
the
that
downtime.
Sometimes hits harder because all the connections are closer in proximity.
Well, in this case, it happened.
There you go.
Because he had just fought to save his brother, break him out of jail, and they always get away with everything. Whenever somebody needs to be saved, they get saved. When people die, they never die for real. The first time a nigga die for real, it's that nigga, and then the way the younger brother screamed, ah, where's my brother?
No.
I will always love you.
This is why I don't understand the purpose of emotions. All you had was a hurting head, and it was like, y'all didn't have me out here crying. Now I'm in zone 3. What did it do for you other than you cried?
I missed the doggone breakfast on the plane because I slept so hard.
Because you cried like a damn baby.
Angel.
This is why I don't like it. People are like, oh, I need a good cry. You're insane. You're a maniac. I don't ever. First of all, cry and good don't go together. They're antithesis.
And the people was like, nah, Kevin, it gets worse. Let me pause you then. Because why?
I would throw whatever device you were watching on, I would throw it away and just start afresh just because I'd be like, I don't want no remnants of whatever the hell it is that y'all just gave me. You Lord. Should watch Severance. It's
I'm watching
weird.
That. I like Severance.
Severance is phenomenal.
I'm a little behind because I've been watching this.
The last couple episodes of this season, because the beginning of this season, I was kind of like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Great opening sequence, kind of came down.
They was getting their feet together.
These last couple were...
It's great. I don't know what the hell is going on. Nope. I'm like, they could go any direction. They could end up shooting in here. in this season.
They just walk through with cameras and we'd just be like...
And it would still make sense in the world that they've created. This is how crazy Severance has got it. I've been like, oh my God, are we innies or outies?
Oh, man.
Which one is we?
While we're talking shows, can I say one of the worst seasons in television is out right now and it's called Love is Blind?
Oh, yeah.
I have never been more angry
I'm so sorry.
At reality television. I've had my fair share of binges.
Yeah.
This is the worst. Yeah. The worst.
I heard. I'm diving into Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I started at season two. Imara because
loves that one.
Well, yeah, that's why I ended up watching it. Imara, Mel, and Melissa were like, get into it, Angel. Start back and go through season five. And these hoes is crazy. So
these hoes is crazy. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, Patreon, we'll see you Friday around 9 a.m. around the same time on Friday. We'll be back to regular schedule programming. We'll figure out next week. We love y'all. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye. Oh, we love you. Here's
another thing of fire. It's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.